وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. Welcome dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and we are listening to the segment Hollywood, Conditioning of the Subconscious Mind and Extermination of Human Rights. We were talking about how the media influences our mind and how the media overloads our brain with information that when a brain has free time, it gets busy in processing this information. This is Sheikh Ali Himani from COM. In the last episode, we discussed that how about doing a short experiment, that going and offering prayers or offering our salat after watching some media content, and trying another way where we avoid all media content, rather pay attention to Quran, pay attention to dua, do wudu, recite one page of Quran or even five lines of Quran, and then go and offer our salat, and then see the difference, the impact that media has caused on our brain and how it has overloaded. Let me help you understand a very simple concept here. Imagine I have a computer with me, and in this computer I have a Word file. Now in this Word file, if I copy and paste one page of information, it will quickly copy and paste that one page of information. It won't delay in processing this information and showing it on your screen. But now imagine if I copy and paste 200 pages of information on my Word file, which also has audio in it, which also has video in it, which also has pictures in it. Therefore, the data that I'm trying to paste in my Word file is huge and heavy. When I try and do that, this file is not going to process all the information immediately and show all the data within 5 seconds. It's going to take time because it's copying all this information into the memory. From there, it's going to paste it into Word and organize it and then finally show it on the screen. So it's going to take some time, about 15 seconds to 30 seconds and sometimes even a minute. Why is that happening? That is happening because in the first instance, when you copied just one page, the data you provided was very less. The data was limited, and therefore the system could process it quickly. In the second scenario, you provided extremely large data. And because the data was huge, it took more effort, more time, more processing, more RAM, more energy from the computer to process all that data and paste it in the Word file. This is exactly what happens to the human brain. When the human brain is provided just about enough data, particularly when it comes from media, because media has another inherent flaw, which is the flickering of the screen and the light directly reflecting into our retina and our iris. So keeping in mind that flaw, if our brain is overloaded with data, then it takes much longer for our brain to process all that information, segregate it, organize it, and store it in an orderly manner in our brain, in our memory. And therefore, if I subject myself to a full day of constant input from media and screen time, where I'm watching TikToks, where I'm watching YouTube, where I'm spending time on Facebook, watching short clips from there, listening to audio, listening to music, all this overload of data in my brain is going to cause my brain to struggle to process all this information and store it in place. And that's why you will see that it tires me out. Therefore, after watching YouTube for 1 hour or TikTok for 1 hour, instead of feeling energetic and fresh, I start feeling tired. Why? Because this information overload that needs to be stored. Let's take a quick break, come back and discuss this further.
Ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we were talking about information overload to our soul and to our brain. So we discussed that if our brain is overloaded with information, it takes longer for it to process. And this is where it is important for us to understand that if I subject myself to a day which is filled with media inputs, right from our music to movies to short clips to TikTok to YouTube to Facebook, then my brain is overloaded with information. And whenever I give the peace time, the free time, the break time to my brain is not resting. Rather, it is still processing all that information that I was providing to it all through the day. And that's why you will see that when you are offering your prayers, when you're in your salat, all these ideas, all these thoughts, all this information, all these images keep flashing in front of your eyes. Why? Because the brain is still processing that data. Or let's look at the other part where you finish the day and you want to sleep. So you go to bed, you lie down on your bed and you're trying to sleep, but you are not able to fall asleep. Why? Because your brain is not at peace. Your brain is not calm. It is still busy processing the information. It is still busy trying to digest the information, organize it and save it. And that's why for an hour or two, you feel restless, you feel sleepless, you're tossing left, you're tossing right, trying to put yourself to sleep. So please understand that media inherently has certain flaws. One of them is the flickering of the screen, constant light that is going into your eyes, including the blue light. You might have seen the research which says that blue light causes problem to the eyesight, problem to the understanding. And that's why they have something called reading light or the warm light or the night mode in the mobile phone or your tablets. So what is it that we want to say of this whole series that we have discussed? That we need to understand that Hollywood, media, corporate world, politicians, all of them are using this Hollywood and media as a source to condition our subconscious mind, to influence our decision making, to influence our choices, to control our free will. And the only source they have, earlier it used to be that we go somewhere and we used to get subjected to conditioning of the subconscious mind. But now they have attained supremacy by providing tablets in our hand, and they have entered every single house, every single room, every single person, including the children from 6 months old. So now they are attacking us, literally right into our house, right into our doorstep, right into our backyard, right into our hands. They're attacking the subconscious mind of all the members in the family. So we need to become conscious. We need to become aware of this. And we need to keep track, keep a tap, keep control on the media usage, particularly for the children, particularly for the teens, particularly for those who've not yet reached that shuur, that understanding of the right and wrong. So please understand the methods and techniques being used by Hollywood to condition our subconscious mind and rob us of our free will. Therefore, become aware and choose your free will. Keep your control in your hand and decide what's best for you. Thank you all for listening to me for all these episodes. Fi amanillah. Hope to see you again in future. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. 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 Salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.
صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله